Hello there, everyone. It's very nice to meet you. My name's Tim Morgan. Dr. Nick Sheen was originally penned in to do this particular talk, so if you'd booked on hoping to see him, he's unable to attend. My apologies. You're now probably wondering who I am. I'm here representing Optometry Wales, and I'm an optometrist. I've had a very varying career through hospital work, charity work, training, some research, and locally across a variety of practices. I now own a practice in North Wales. I've recently stepped down from the chair of the North Wales Regional Optical Committee, which has allowed me to become the vice chair of Optometry Wales. Optometry Wales being the umbrella organisation that represents the profession here in Wales. And it is in this role that I liaise regularly with Dr. Nick Sheen in his role with HEIW, the Health Education Improvement Wales, and also in his role with Sharon Beattie as the clinical lead of EHU, the Eye Health Examination Wales. So it's from this vantage that I'm able to discuss somewhat the independent prescribing developments and eye care training, though I hope to be able to touch on all perspectives as we move through the talk. So it's nice to meet you. And thank you very much for having me along here. The talk, as I say, will concentrate predominantly on independent prescribing for optometrists in the community. And it will touch then on postgraduate higher qualifications for optometrists. Whilst all the time, I'd like you to be pondering perhaps whether we are indeed talking about independence or whether we're talking about collaboration. I wouldn't want to spoil the punchline of the talk, but it's fair to say I may suggest that independence on the one hand and collaboration on the others are not as mutually distinct as they may sound. So firstly, if we have a look around this, looking sideways to other professions within eye care, the nurse and the orthoptist workforce is chiefly based within the acute eye care hospital settings. Nurses especially have benefited from their expanding their prescribing capabilities through the Allied Health Professionals qualification, and that greater use of skills has allowed clinic change within hospitals to relieve burden from ophthalmologists. Orthoptists from next year will qualify with some access to diagnostic and prescribing drugs, with pre-existing orthoptists able to take the additional qualification for parity. So Optometry Wales, of course, applaud any profession progressing and evolving, and I think this demonstrates that the travel across all professions is for further development, for upskilling, to be of more use, more flexible use within the eye care system as a whole. If we briefly look backwards into the near history, it's not very long ago I remember being at meetings and the discussion of optometrists with prescription pads was thought to be simply impossible. It was thought that it would require too great a shift in mindset, but also the logistics would be simply insurmountable. So talking to you today, it's a wonderful opportunity to pay tribute and thank the many people who have been involved in getting the idea as far as it has. So it is a genuine excitement that Optometry Wales can look at this, stand here and discuss something that many predicted was impossible, or certainly improbable. So a public thank you for those efforts, both from academia, across all the representative bodies, and from Welsh Government to encourage this development along. If we look around us, what do we already have? Well, the Common Ailments Scheme has, from 2015, allowed optometry to work collaboratively with pharmacy, with a limited range of treatments. And there are events planned which will bring together optometry and pharmacy in training, joint training, which will better utilise that service, but also forge those cross-professional bonds. There's a desire to expand and evolve the Common Ailments service, and we look forward to being involved and seeing how that goes. So, what are we actually talking about? Independent prescribing, how does it work? Just to make sure, primary care clusters, if everyone isn't too aware of the term, it's Wales split up by population base, so a cluster is around 30 to 50,000 of the population, 64 in Wales. It is the desire and the hope of HEIW that there will be IP optometrists in every cluster to begin with. There have been ambitions voiced from WOC, the Welsh Optical Committee, that would eventually be IP in some form in every practice. This is radical and it is bold and it's to be applauded. However, it is a workforce challenge, especially as there's no register currently of postgrad higher qualifications, and the workforce itself, of course, is dynamic. We do know that over the past 2 years there have been a cohort of 35 postgrad optometrists entering the prescribing course, and HERW have committed to funding a further 42 optometrists over the next 3 years. So that's two IP placements per health board per 3 years with support for the hospital placement. So once that cycle of study is completed, there should be adequate workforce coverage for that IP target to exist in every cluster, and that's, we're looking at 2022. Implementation there, end of 2019 is written up there, and that's to begin the treatment. It's hoped that it will be rolled out by the end of this calendar year in some form, and as we speak, final details are being worked through about the issuing and ownership of the prescription pads. Also, the final details to be agreed are the formulary itself, to determine the agreed list of medication to be prescribed through this particular mechanism. Practitioners would be expected to prescribe in line with their competence and experience levels, but we foresee that the principal conditions are likely to be those anterior eye conditions, such as bacterial conjunctivitis, dry eye, allergic eye conditions, and other corneal conditions. So, as a summary, IP, independent prescribing, will allow optometrists with the appropriate postgraduate qualification and experience to have access to a prescribing pad and be able to treat certain conditions which are currently directed to the hospital setting. So if we take a viewpoint from each of these three places, from the health board, it has been estimated that 80% of referrals into eye casualty could be managed in primary care. So by reducing the unplanned demand in hospital settings, health boards would be able to expect greater capacity for the planned care appointments, those glaucoma and AMD follow-ups, for example. From an optometrist's point of view, the service will be accessed by interprofessional optometry referrals. So that's one optom to another. From the professional's point of view, caring for this cohort of patients is an interesting, rewarding, and stimulating career progression, but it also builds collaboration between optometry practices, which although abound by common qualifications and governing bodies, can often feel isolated from each other due to a plethora of factors. And now most importantly, of course, we look at the patient view. In line with the Healthier Wales and care closer to home, patients should absolutely expect that when care is required, it is delivered in the most timely and convenient way. So we simply must applaud any innovation that enables a patient's needs to be fully met without accessing the secondary care hospital setting. Currently, as is without IP, EHU, the Eye Health Examination Wales, will manage 75% of the emergency presentations to it without onward referral for the patient. So this is a move forward to help as many of that remaining 25% that can be helped in the community setting. So the headline figures there. As things stand, 75%. As a patient, you have a 75% chance of being treated wholly within the community when you present to a community optometrist. With IP, there is a predicted 95% chance of your emergency presentation being managed wholly in the community. So now we'll look more broadly at eye care training. Recent years have seen significant uptake in the higher qualifications in optometry beyond those core competencies of the traditional or historical optometrist role. It's again wonderful to have an opportunity, as we look back on that, to thank Welsh Government and the health boards who have supported those cohorts of postgraduates. As we look to the future, it is the desire of both HERW and of Optometry Wales that the future training is coordinated strategically. So this will be met by exploring Public Health Wales resources to fully understand patient population need, also to better understand the health economics and the indirect benefits of treating patients effectively and closer to home. Crucial to this strategic evolution of the workforce will be the plan discussed between Optometry Wales and HERW to cement within each hospital setting ambassador ophthalmologists who will ensure that the appropriate and timely placements and the opportunities there for the professions exist. That will allow the fulfilment of the qualifications themselves, but it's also a fantastic opportunity for the professions who ordinarily work physically apart to come together and build relationships. So I'm drawing the end of my talk here. At the top of the talk, I asked us to consider whether we're really talking about independence and collaboration. And of course, you'll have picked up that this progress will not have been made unless the various bodies have come together and worked together to achieve it. The movement towards the greater autonomy for the workforce will facilitate collaboration, meaning that for the patient, it will look more like the profession of eye care and less like disparate pockets of clinicians. So independence can't exist without collaboration, and collaboration is enriched with independence, I would suggest. We're almost there. It's the first time I've been asked to talk here, and as such I realise I'm on probation. And if I don't get asked back next year, I thought I'd get my 2020 presentation in early. So I sincerely hope this would be the first slide of whoever may be giving this update in 12 months' time, and it would say that we're well on the way to achieving IP in every cluster, and we've got it in every health board. We could discuss the enhanced common ailments scheme and better relations between optometry and pharmacy. And we could show results showing patient satisfaction, results showing the positive impact on that freed up planned care, making work in ophthalmology secondary care more predictable and less reliant on answering the phone and accepting unplanned emergency referrals in. And then also, as was touched upon earlier, and I love that quote from Nye Bevin, that everything remains inadequate, the plans for further evolution, because there always has to be further evolution. So I'll leave you with this quote, and this phrase sums up exactly the excitement and hope that exists within Optometry Wales at the moment, because there is a real appetite for all parties that we discuss with. And that has been shown in the presentation so far, and I'm sure will continue this afternoon. There is a real appetite to make eye care better, and to accept that it is good in places, but it could be even better still. So we look forward to that, we look forward to engaging, and thank you all for giving me the opportunity to talk with you today.